Yes, it is crunch time here on this Monday, April 26th. Live from the Eagle's Nest, 20 East High Street here in downtown Lawrenceburg. Crunch Time is a service of OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Learn more about their services at orthosensi.com. I am your host, Travis Thayer, and we have an exciting show for you here tonight as the South Dearborn High School eSports team going to be joining us momentarily. And, before we get there, we will get into our Crunch Time headlines. And considering we have some South Dearborn students in the house, we're going to start by talking about another South Dearborn student, Mr. Tanner Hughes, who is a four-sport athlete at South Dearborn. Recently signing his letter of intent to continue his academic and athletic career at Kentucky Christian University. And if you've ever met Tanner or seen him play a particular sport, he is very, very tall. And if you look at him out on a soccer field, you'd probably think that he plays goalie or center back, but actually starred as a right winger for the South Dearborn Knights this past year and helped account for 15 goals, scored 7 times himself, and assisted on 8 others. And certainly going to go on and continue to play soccer at the college level. And hopefully he sticks at right wing because from my personal years of playing soccer, it's a lot more fun scoring goals than defending against them being scored. But Tanner looks like he's going to study history education at KCU, so he's got a plan about his academics as well. And we do want to say congratulations to Tanner for continuing his academic and athletic career at the collegiate level. And one more congratulations for being the homecoming king back during basketball season. We don't forget about those things around here. So good job, Tanner. And awesome story there. You can read more over at EagleCountryOnline.com. Let's go down the road a little bit and talk about a couple of twins from East Central High School. This is all about commitments right now. The Stinger twins, not quite ready to be separated. JJ and Jesse going to be attending the same college, Hanover to be exact, to continue their studies and athletics. Jesse, she's going to play volleyball. JJ is going to compete in track and field and cross country. And both have actually earned academic all-state honors at different times in their high school career. So they do very well in the classroom, which is always awesome to see. And they have some plans for their majors as well at the college level. JJ planning to major in physical therapy. Jesse going to be studying biology at Hanover College. So pretty cool story there that those two going to stay close by, go to the same school, and continue their athletic career. You don't see that every day. Speaking of high school commitments, every year Harrison High School puts on their athletic college signing day, and on a particular year they might have a dozen kids signing, they might have upwards of 20. This time around, 7 student athletes signing to play different sports at college. DJ Diesman is going to play golf at the University of Cincinnati. Pretty good stuff there. Actually, I think might have be baseball, to be quite honest. Kylie Flilter is going to play tennis at Capital University. Emily Jansen signing to play volleyball at Asbury University. Morgan Lutz, she'll play golf at Cumberland University. Eli McClain, bowling at NKU, so not too far away. You got Ella Pittman, who will play soccer at Mount St. Joseph's University, and Ava Tombregel going to be playing basketball at Miami Hamilton University, excuse me. And since 2014, Harrison High School has had 99 student athletes signed to play at the next level, so that just goes to show you their athletic programs across the board are doing some really great things, and the young folks there at Harrison are stepping up their game and taking it to the next level. Good stuff there. Read more over at EagleCountryOnline.com. And one final thing we want to get to in the headlines before we get to the South Dearborn High School eSports team. The high school football postseason in Ohio going to be looking a little different this fall as the OHSAA has approved new regulations for the state football tournament, and it's actually going to include more teams this time around, more playoff qualifiers, increasing the number to 16 schools per region. That is up from 12. The higher-seeded team will host first and second-round games, and then they'll go to neutral sites beginning in the regional semifinals. I think that's pretty neat to have the neutral site games, nobody getting a home-field advantage deep in the playoffs. So pretty neat stuff there. It looks like they are considering a strength-of-schedule component to help with their Harbin computer ratings that already determine their playoff qualifiers. So that could be added in 2022, and I've been kind of saying this is something I would like to maybe see happen in Indiana. Maybe not so much the strength of schedule component, but it would be nice to have the teams rated in the sectional so that the top teams can have a path to play each other in the championship game rather than maybe playing in the first round. I think it just makes sense to have the potential best game in the championship as possible. No indication from the IHSAA that that's going to happen, but just from a fan standpoint, from a broadcaster standpoint, I would love to see a little bit of a change to how the state tournament is played in the state of Indiana. And that's not only for football. That could be across the board for any state tournament that has a sectional, regional, so forth, and so on. So we'll leave it at that. And we will now transition into our primary guest here tonight on Crunch Time. It is the South Dearborn High School esports team. And this is a exciting get here for Crunch Time, as we've never had an esports team on before. And this is something that is becoming more popular, not only throughout the United States, but throughout the world. We're going to touch on that a little bit later on. Flip that microphone around. We are going to first talk to the sponsor of this team, Jonathan Kraft. Thank you so much for joining me in studio tonight. Glad to have you here.
Hey, thank you for having me here.
And my first question before we introduce some of the student athletes here is how this whole esports thing came together at South Dearborn High School.
Okay, well, it started with my principal reaching out to me with an email. He got an email from the assistant superintendent, Chris Tanner, and so Dr. Jeff Bond, our principal at South Dearborn High School, then sent me an email saying, are you interested in this? Because they were looking at bringing esports to South Dearborn. And I was like, sure, yeah, I definitely would. And he's like, I thought so, he said. And so I worked together with our superintendent, Eric Lowe's, and with their support and the support of all our IT department, Brian Sturgeon, Derek Mann, to name a few, who were phenomenal in setting up our entire esports lab. We were able to get installed and were able to quickly join the Indiana High School Esports Network, which is the IHSEN for short. That's the official Indiana Esports League. Everyone in that league has been super helpful, has teams like Carmel in there, Munster, things like that, Portage. And those teams involved are been very helpful with the process of anyone joining to build up their program, any advice they were giving. And it's just been an awesome experience for my kids here, and just the response from the kids and stuff when we opened this up for, you know, recruitment and stuff. I almost had to like start realizing that I had to start pushing some kids away because we didn't have enough roster space. So I was like, sure. whoa, you know. And so it was awesome just kind of seeing the response as well from like the community, which started off at first like, and then as we started going on and on, I see more and more people coming out saying, this is awesome. And people like wanting to like support our team and wanting to watch our like tournaments and our streams and things like that. And it's just been awesome because I grew up playing video games, and it's just awesome to be able to see these kids showcase their talents where they maybe never had time or the will to go and join like a extracurricular activity like sports or drama or something like that. And the fact that they had these talents that were going unseen, and we have colleges and stuff offering scholarships for these kids, it's just a great opportunity for a lot of these guys to just come out and be able to show who they are, show like what their actual innate nature given talents are. And so I just think that's so awesome just that we were able to bring that to the school, and so thankful to all the people up top who were able to make that happen for these kids.
So what was the reaction from the student body and the parents when it was announced that there was going to be an esports team, and how did you go about recruiting some of these kids to come out for the team?
So I remember we did a call-out meeting that was last year. We did a call-out meeting saying, how many of you would be interested in esports, right? And there was about 50 kids that showed up to the call-out meeting, and they're all like, it was kind of crazy because we had to actually move from the cafeteria because we thought it was going to be a small gathering. We had to move over to our auditorium and actually have the kids take up the entire center row. So we were like, okay, this is a lot bigger. My principal, I looked back and his eyes kind of grew big, and he didn't realize just how big the interest was for this video game, competitive video gaming club. And so it was just kind of crazy seeing how many kids started emailing me, kids who were usually very quiet in class, actually have come in. And most of the kids who are actually very quiet in class have been some of my more outspoken kids, more competitive kids. You would never notice just the kind of the leadership qualities and stuff that they show that they don't really get to show in class, because just kind of how we set things up, there's not really a lot of opportunities to give these kids a voice. And I just think that's just kind of awesome to show just how many of these qualities they got that just kind of get expressed with something so simple as a video game.
Well, let's have the kids come out of their shell even further here as you're listening to Crunch Time. And we want to do what we call Crunch Time starting lineups. We're going to have everybody introduce themselves. And if you want to give a shout out to somebody, it could be somebody on the team, mom and dad, whatever you want to do, go for that. But and tell us what game you play as well. Let's go around the horn here. Go ahead. Yeah, start it out.
My name is Damian, and I play Rocket League.
All right, you want to give a shout out to anybody?
I'd like to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, for pushing me to do my best in my video games.
All right, very good. Let's go around the horn here. Step right up.
All right, so I'm Jacob Goins, and I'd like to shout out my dad, who has definitely given me the ability to play games and has encouraged me to keep playing, even like when I get angry at the video game that I'm really good at.
And what game do you play?
I play Warzone.
Warzone, all right. Next.
My name is David Mangold, and I play Super Smash. And I like to give a shout-out to my mom and my dad. They let me play pretty much when I was younger, and it was kind of like a build-up, because now it's, like, here now. It's like,
yeah, very good. All right, we got three more to introduce here. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
Hi, my name is Tegan Murray, and I play Warzone. I'll give a shout-out to my mom and dad, even though they think video games are kind of a bit of a waste of time.
All right. Well, we're going to touch on that in a little bit. We got more on that. Go ahead.
My name's Logan Hickey. I play Rocket League, and I want to give a shout-out to my parents and Krath for making this possible at our high school. Mainly my parents, because they let me play ever since I was 4 years old, all the different consoles and stuff.
Awesome. All right, one more to introduce. Step right up.
I am Julian Lane. I play Apex Legends, and I want to give a shout-out to my parents for mainly giving me the equipment and the ability to play the games I do and playing it in the competitive version I do. And I also want to give a shout-out to my uncle, who has unfortunately passed away, for first introducing me to the gaming world and letting me, like, get into it. So I want to say thank you.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So how many members in total do we have on the esports team? Or approximate number?
Approximate. I'd say active in the lab, we usually have between 15 to 20 kids, which is more than enough because we only roughly have about 20 to 24 seats in there. So I'm usually grateful for the fact that we only have about 15 to 20. But I think on the roster, we currently have about 30, 35 kids still looking to expand, because I can't tell you how many emails I get from kids saying, I'm currently in track, I'm currently in baseball, but I want to know if I can join for like fall. I want to know if there's anything over summer. And so kids want to be part of the team. There's just right now with conflicting schedules, and that's kind of the best thing about this is I'm trying to let everyone know and let the other coaches know we're not trying to draw people away from other sports. We know that those are their talents as well, and we want kids to be able to express that. The best part about esports is the flexibility. You can play a game at like 7 o'clock at night on the weekend, things like that. They have tournaments. I mean, most of the tournaments we did were 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and a lot of them are very flexible start times. You work with the other schools who also will work with you to set up the scheduling. So there's never like, you know, football, you are set to start your game at 7 o'clock, 7:30, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in esports, you can converse with your coach to get your season game in and say, hey, how about a 5 o'clock start time, you know, today, if that's okay for you? And he's like, yeah, I can work around with that with my kids, you know, we'll get them into the lab, or yeah, they'll get home and be able to get online from home and be able to compete. And so it's just kind of a really awesome open experience for these kids to not only just participate in their sports, they don't have to sacrifice that, but also be able to play video games, which I know a lot of these kids are very talented at.
Yeah, so it's like in winter you can't play basketball and wrestle, but it doesn't seem like there's any conflicts other than maybe just scheduling. If you play football, you could still play some esports as well.
Precisely.
All right, very good. So I kind of want to go back to the comment made earlier about how video games seem like they can be a little bit of a waste of time. It's okay to have that opinion, but this is a team setting, and I was kind of talking off air about this. You guys are in a team, so how has that been? Has that been something that's been very constructive for you? What have you kind of learned about being in a team atmosphere? And a couple of you can answer.
I have learned that playing as a team, like, so when I first started playing Warzone, I played a lot of solos. It gets really boring, and it's harder to just focus on yourself. when you're in a team setting, you have other people to worry about, but at the same time, they're worried about you that whole entire time. You grow close together while you play together, and eventually you just get so good as a team that you just start conquering and you start winning 24/7.
And what about communication skills? Somebody wants to take that topic.
That pretty much grows well with the thing of growing. It's like, especially when you're all like friends and things like that, and almost like grew up with each other. It's like playing the game, you know. Things like that. It's pretty cool.
And I would say accountability's got to be there as well, because if you're in a team and somebody doesn't show up, then somebody might have to fill in. What about that? Is that something that's been big as well, just as something you're kind of building upon?
Yeah.
I mean, there's all of us who, almost all of us on our Rocket League team plays soccer. So there's always that one person who's either gone or can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So we always know that there's going to be somebody there who can make it to be our backup.
Okay.
So if we ever have to worry about that, we know that we can contact somebody and they'll be there if we need them.
All right. So relying on each other, getting those communication skills, getting a little bit better as well. We'll call you a coach. Is that something that maybe you can elaborate on to that team setting, and what are some of the attributes that the kids are attaining by being in a team group setting?
Oh, 100%. I see the leadership qualities already, and he's kind of remaining quiet, and you wouldn't see it, but Logan right here, Logan Hickey, is the team captain of the Rocket League team, and I just want to give him a shout-out because of our recent tournament victory we had over Carmel High School at the Greyhound Battleground Tournament,
mm-hmm.
and I can't tell you just the leadership qualities he displayed in kind of calming everyone else down. We were going against a very talented team, and the fact that he was stepping up, barking out commands, very calm, very concise with his orders and things and his directions. He was very good at adapting on the run because the things they were throwing at us we hadn't seen before with other teams, and he was able to devise a strategy after just one game and say, all right, this is what we're going to do, and we ended up pulling out the win in the grand finals thanks to his leadership and just also the willingness of the other two to follow with him. I know it takes a whole team, right? So it takes people to follow the leader and trust him. And it also takes the leader to be willing to step up and make those calls in those situations. And that was just something that I love shouting out. And it's just like what I said, it's like these kids are so shy in front of a mic, but you got to see them in that lab and just see just how they just turn everything on. Something clicks and they're just exhibiting all these traits you honestly don't see a lot of times on the field, because I'm also a football coach for South Dearborn. And there are some of these traits that I wish I saw from a lot of my seniors and stuff. And I'm seeing these from sophomores and freshmen. And so it's just awesome kind of seeing that and how esports is bringing a lot of that out to the surface, which you otherwise would not be able to see.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the Rocket League team, because you guys have been kind of making a lot of headlines. You just mentioned that big win over Carmel in that grand finals and at the Greyhound Battlegrounds. And now kind of looking ahead, we have the South Dearborn High School blue team, number one seed, and the red team, the number three seed, in the upcoming Rocket League Spring 2021 A Division. This is going to be a 23-team single elimination tournament. How's it feel to be the number one seed and the number three seed, to have two teams getting a first-round bye heading into this tournament?
It feels great. I mean, this is our first season coming in, and we're already undefeated and number one seed and number three. Can't be more proud of my teammates.
Now, is there any added pressure knowing that you both come in undefeated, have that first-round bye? How you feeling going into the tournament? You feel like you're the favorites to get to the championship?
I wouldn't say favorites, since we're so new.
Okay.
But I'm pretty confident in ourselves to get far in the tournament and get top three.
Would it be really cool to have the red and blue team face off in the championship game?
that would be pretty funny.
What would that look like? I mean, you guys are all friends, and
they're already. I'm gonna lie. They were talking about this this morning, saying, "What would we do?" And then they said, "We might just do something where Logan right here tries to 1v3 the entire red team." Because I'm gonna tell you, I like to brag on him a lot. He's the team captain for a reason, and he kind of loves to put a lot of these younger freshmen in their place by taking them on by himself. And he loves training these kids and building them up, though. And so I think it just shows that camaraderie that they would be just as excited for them to make it there, and just as excited for us to be there as well. It's like, they cheer for each other in every single event. They're always hyping each other up. It doesn't matter if they're going against each other or, you know, going against other opponents. They're always there for each other. There's no jealousy. There's no envy. It's like we all know we're part of the Rocket League team. And there's nothing like, and that's why I always try and tell people, is that when Rocket League Team Blue wins, Rocket Team Red wins. If Rocket Team Red wins, Rocket Team Blue wins. It's like our entire Knights Esports team is one unit, one team and all that. So I just think it's awesome kind of seeing that camaraderie between us. Apex Legends Julian over here is always back there. He's practicing 24/7 in the lab, but he is always getting so excited whenever the Rocket League team is playing. He's always up there cheering. He's messaging me whenever he has to go home saying, did they win? Did they win? And you should just see the response on our Discord server every time I post something about, hey, you know, we just won in Warzone, where like Sully and Tegan right here pulled off a Warzone victory. Everyone was cheering because that was literally our first tournament victory at the B-Sports Invitational. So it's just awesome seeing all these kids just be able to celebrate to each other. Even though they're not competing, they are still part of that team, and they understand that that success right there that they're sharing in is just everyone is accumulating, you know, into one team, and it's just awesome seeing that.
That's neat. And we talked about this off air, but you got something in the works for this weekend, competition-wise?
Yeah, we got our our Rocket League team is going to be in two things. On Friday, we're going to be in the Midwest Showcase that is going to be sponsored by Stay Plugged In. It's going to have 48 colleges in attendance. Just kind of one thing also I like to shout out about esports is just the way that they provide so many college exposure opportunities for these kids. It's like I do not know many other opportunities that are free for the kids that allow you to just show up and play against top talent around the United States, around the state, all that, in front of 48 colleges looking to provide you with scholarships. And that is just something that is so cool that is happening. And then also we're going into a 32-team event, the Ball State Cardinal Open, which is going to have teams from Texas, Florida, Hawaii, Canada, Great Britain.
It's awesome.
And it's just, it's so exciting. My kids are super excited to participate in that. They're super stoked to finally see just how far their teamwork and stuff is coming. You know, they're willing. And the best part about these guys is they're not, you know, a loss does not affect them. They know that a loss is only something that determines where they're at right now and that they have steps to make themselves better. You know, and that's kind of what makes me so proud about these guys and about gaming is that you never feel like you are not good enough. You never feel like the other team was just stronger or better. You just feel, okay, they were good today. We can get better if we practice. And if we put in the work, we will get to that level because hard work and dedication and stuff does pay off in esports. A lot of, you know, and I don't like to knock sports because I played sports and I love sports. But sometimes you do just get that God-given talent that you're born with and that body structure that you just have that allows you to put on more muscle, right? Or that allows you to be faster than others. But in esports or gaming, a lot of hard work does pay off, like, really, really much.
Let's talk a little bit about that hard work. I want to hear from as many of you as possible. I know you're putting in time in the lab, but how much time do you spend at home playing? What's the kind of comparison there?
I spend about 5 to 6 hours every single day at home playing Apex Legends, normally rank grinding or just playing. I might even be playing pubs, which is just normal casuals, just to, so I can just, like, rebuild myself because I might take a loss in a game, but I also gain experience. So it builds me up more and more every single day. And, of course, I tell you, I spend an hour and a half, hour every single day after school.
And explain Apex for the listeners that might not know what that game is.
It is a first-person shooter, Battle Royale. And in the game, there's a bunch of different people called Legends. And each individual Legends, like, have different abilities. So Pathfinder has a grapple and a zipline you can use. Octane has a stem, a launch pad. Rampart places down shields and turrets. It's every single character has their own unique ability, and the way people play them makes the game unique and really fun to play.
And what might be a goal you have to accomplish during your esports career at the high school level?
I'm here to gain some titles and maybe a college scholarship. That is really what I'm looking for. Maybe just becoming one of the best and ranked. I'm trying to hit diamond this season and maybe even master next season.
Sweet. All right. How about the rest of you? What's your practice time looking like?
I play Smash just about, like, every day. It doesn't even matter how many hours. I just play it.
Yeah, you lose track of time playing that game, huh?
Yeah. There's a few times, yeah.
And can you explain the craziness of that game? Because it can be a little wild.
It's just crazy. It just depends what character is like you're playing and then you're fighting. So like if you're playing like Pichu and you have to fight a Ganon, well, it's kind of game over because Ganon is going to win unless the Pichu's good, but yeah.
All right, and what's the practice time looking like? Spend a lot of time playing at home?
Yeah.
And this is a Warzone, right?
Yes. Okay. I play about, I would say about 6 hours during the week, during school nights, and then on the weekends I play about 16 hours.
All right.
Getting it done. A little bit way too much.
Oh, man. I think I'd be in trouble if I played video games that long, but hey, you're dedicated. I like it. All right, Tegan, do you want to get in there? And?
Normally I play with Solly, so we play about the same, but maybe so. Mine might be a little bit less. He's addicted.
No.
I feel that.
All right, so how do all your parents react to the video game playing? So, is everybody pretty cool about it? You kind of already alluded to it a little bit, but they really support you with your competitive playing?
Yeah, they. As long as I am, A, doing good in school, and B, I do what they ever ask for me, so like, if they ever need something done, I'm on top of it. I get that sort of stuff done. And after that, they're not trying to restrict me on something that I am good at. It's something that I love and something I can just keep doing and keep getting better at.
And as we mentioned, I think it is important to note yet again, this is something that each and every one of you could earn a scholarship to go on and continue playing at college. I don't know if you're aware of the beautiful facility they have at Northern Kentucky University. You know, that's something close to home that could be available for everybody. So I think that's awesome. Any aspirations to be a pro gamer for any of you? Yeah. All right, we got a couple of hands. All right, a couple of maybes. We'll see how it kind of goes. All right, let's kind of open this up here a little bit. We'll try to ask some fun questions and get everybody to open up a little bit more. What is the first game or console you can remember playing as a youngster?
GameCube.
All right, had a GameCube. Everybody GameCube?
Mine was the Atari. My parents played
really?
The Atari.
So, and still had one around when you were a youngster?
Yeah.
All right, very cool. What else we got?
I started off with a Super Nintendo and Super Mario World.
Super Nintendo is one of my all-time faves. What else we got?
I also started out with Atari.
Okay, very good. I'm surprised to hear that. Julian Gemma?
I started off with like Nintendo 64, but I played a lot of like Mario and Donkey Kong off of Wii.
All right, very, very good, very good. What would be maybe a favorite game of all time?
Mario Sunshine, Smash.
Donkey Kong?
All right, they definitely have to think about this one a little bit.
Banjo and Kazooie.
Oh, okay, that's not something I was...
The game from Nintendo 64.
I was not expecting that. What else we got?
I would say Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion, okay. All right.
A lot of GameCube games.
I played a lot of games, right? But I got to say that Donkey Kong and Mario, it's like Mario Super New Bros. For the Wii. I forget the actual title of the game, but it just brought me the most memories and fun times.
All right, Logan, you got one?
I guess Rocket League, since I've put...
Sure, yeah, that's cool.
I've put the most hours in it, and I just love competitive games more than story games or okay. Anything like that. I'm more of a competitive type of guy.
All right, good answer. What other kind of hobbies do you all enjoy? Is it just video games?
And drumming, like percussion-wise.
All right, cool.
I play soccer.
Yeah. Soccer?
Yeah.
When I can, I try to play baseball.
All right. Very good.
I love doing a lot of weightlifting and stuff.
All right. Been trying to do more of that myself lately.
You
anything
like sleeping?
Else?
I like...
That's a good hobby to have. You need your rest.
Yeah, sleeping's really fun. I used to skateboard a bunch as a kid. Skateboard, and I like collecting swords.
All right, cool.
Actually, I like sleeping and eating.
Very good. I don't think anybody is going to say anything about those being great hobbies. What is one of the best things about being an esports team member at South Dearborn?
Being able to be with all your friends and just hang out whenever you really want to after school. Being able to talk to each other.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
You can go ahead. No, that's fine.
I was going to say, like Damian said, when I play at home on Rocket League, it's not as fun as being at school playing with Damian or my other teammate, Hunter. It's a lot more fun.
Yeah. I can feel that. It's like usually when I get on, I'm usually playing with these two or I'm like on my own, doing my own thing. And then at school, I got like all these other people playing all these different games, and I play all of them too, pretty much. And Smash is my most favorited game, so I'm just sitting there and like playing with people and just like fun.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Anybody else want to answer that one?
It's absolutely great to be able to come to a setting where I'm surrounded by people that I can call my best friends, to be able to play a game that I love, and to be able to see other people play completely different games from what I play, and them enjoy it as much as I enjoy what I play. We're all so different. We've got just so many different things about us. But it's great to see us all just collab together. We make a great team, and it's great to see.
That is an awesome answer. I have one more question I want to ask you, and this actually comes from our morning host, Rob Reel. A retro game you wish you had a team for at South Dearborn High School? I know that one might...
We need to bring like a Pac-Man team to see
Pac-Man team.
Yeah. Like scoring.
I agree.
And I love me some Pac-Man. I can't say that I'm very good at it, but that would be a cool one for sure. Anything else that comes to the top of the mind that would be a cool retro
old
game?
Street Fighters or okay. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. All right, like, and Mortal Kombat's kind of relevant with that new movie out too. Ooh. So
that movie was good.
That'd be a good one.
I think they should do a Need for Speed like set up like Fast and Furious Need for Speed tournament.
Okay. Yeah. Racing's always fun. I thought somebody was going to say like an old school Mario Kart for sure, but
yeah, Mario Kart and like speed run like Mario games would be kind of fun too.
I'd have to say the old 1993 Doom game.
Because
I mean, like how competitive that scene got. I would love to be able to see just a very very simplistic first person shooter come back.
Oh, that great answer. And finally, we want to end with this. How can folks follow along with you guys? Social media pages? How can they watch your streams? Anything like that?
All right. So we have three different things that we run consistently. We have the Instagram, just SDHS Esports Instagram, where I post a lot of clips that these kids upload and stuff on our official Discord, and I'm always trying to deliver these highlights out there for other students to see and just kind of brag on my kids a bit. We have our official Twitter, which is where I will update a lot of like schedules, a lot of tournaments, a lot of like you know, upcoming streams, and that's our just you know, our SDHS_esports. Just kind of follow all the official news about what's going on in our club. And then finally, you got our Twitch stream, which is where we like to stream a lot of our games live for people to watch, kind of just enjoy the experience along with the players as they go through. And that is just SDHS_esports on twitch.tv. It's a free streaming platform for gamers, and it's an awesome way to just kind of see all these kids kind of showcase their talents live. And in case you can't come to the school, and I know with COVID and stuff, you can just sit in the comfort of your home, pull up your phone or your computer and be able to watch watch South Dearborn Esports participate and compete in tournaments and whatnot. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I thank you so much for coming out tonight. Unfortunately, our time has run out. Continued success. I know you guys are doing awesome so far. We hope this thing just keeps going and gets bigger and better.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Absolutely, and I think we all can agree that it's time to go home and play some video games.
Yeah.
All right, that is going to do it tonight for Crunch Time. Thank you so much to the South Dearborn High School eSports team and to our sponsor, OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Learn more about their services at orthosensi.com. And thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in each and every Monday night, 6 to 6:30, Crunch Time, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.